You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7 minutes past the hour. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho! It is the first day of December if you're catching us live or got the archive on the same day. Well, well, well. The first gift of the Rick and Bubba 12 working days of Christmas will go to someone today. Somebody's getting a Christmas gift today. How about that? Hopefully our phone system will be able to handle it. Kickoff Hour did some trial runs. Feel pretty good about it, but you know, you don't really know till it's the real deal. Remember, a drill is never really the real thing. It gives you some indication, but you never really know until there's live rounds. So we will see when it happens on the program today. Speedy, Helmsy, they gave you the kickoff hour. Adler settles in. He's got the YouTube option for you. He'll be cranking that up a little bit for you now, including a best of hour and the complete archive and, of course, the live option as well. You need to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you get alerts whenever something new is there. Yesterday's Bible study archive is also there, Genesis 47. If you want to grab that, it's also audio only on our podcast channel, and you have podcast archives every day as well, but they're audio only. There's the TuneIn app where you can hear the show live streaming. And, of course, there's America's boldest radio stations who carry the show via radio. And hopefully you have an affiliate. If you don't, you have these other options. And even that best of hour that we have on our YouTube channel and the audio of it on our podcast channel, did you know that that baby is also on Blaze TV every day? And also, there's a little chain of terrestrial TV stations that show that too. How about that? If you'd like to find out where all that is, you go to rickandbubba.com and you can find it. You look up there at the top, it says, hey, listen, go click on that. That's all the ways to listen. Watch, click on that, all the ways to watch. So let's bring him in here. It is the other half of the dynamic duo known as the two sexiest fat men alive, but you know him better as the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the king's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Mercy!
Deck the house with boughs of holly. Christmas tree.
There's old Brenda Lee. How about old Brenda Lee?
How about Brenda Lee? What a classic.
What a classic that is.
What a classic.
So, yeah, I was thinking if you had someone sit down right now and they were somewhere in the age, let's say, from 15 to 23.
15 to 23.
And you mentioned AM radio. Would they even know what you're talking about?
I don't know. I don't think they would or not.
Caroline and Maddie actually asked me this question 2 weeks ago, and I didn't know how to answer the question. I didn't know. I needed Bubba so badly in that moment. Why is that AM? Nothing's ever on it anymore.
Wow, interesting.
They wanted to know what was. They had scrolled through a couple channels on the FM, didn't like what they had at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Some commercials rolling through. The music wasn't what they wanted it to be.
And they tried to go
so
to AM.
So they went to AM, wow. And they were like, Dad, why are the numbers different? Why is there not as much music? I did. I started to put him on speakerphone and call him.
That's right.
I failed miserably. I didn't know what to tell them.
Yeah. Well, I would be glad to help them out to the best of my ability.
Yes. Speaking of the new world of the way things happen, we were talking about it. It's that time of year where you get to the end of the year for those of you who stream. If you're a streamer, either live or archives or going grabbing content on your own time that we produce.
And all those statistics begin to come forward.
So now is the time where people can send us.
That's the only way I can tell you. No, you hear I love me? It.
Now's the time when people are beginning statistics. To send us screenshots of it tells them how many minutes they've spent in the year listening to this show. And you know what? I like seeing it. That's the kind of commitment
I appreciate the screenshots.
Those of you that are in the 60 to 100,000, I like it.
Yep. Looks good. Looks real good.
So anyway, we will do the first gift of Christmas today, Mr. Bussey.
That's right. The 12 working days of Christmas kick off today, so call Nan and them and let them know, and we'll let you know when that's going to happen.
But you know this, and I appreciate y'all trying it in the kickoff hour. We needed that. That's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as everybody who's ever been in law enforcement or served the military, they say you don't really know till they're live rounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
That's
You're
just
right.
All that is a run through.
But I'll say this, as far
everybody
as
everybody knew it wasn't real.
As far as prep goes, well, we took care of it.
It's all you can do.
It's all we can do.
Now I got a little scary because I tried to call and I got that message we were getting yesterday. Y'all realize spent nearly
the entire show.
Three quarters of the show was spent me thinking that the show was over.
I
couldn't get more.
Well, Rick, you should have known better.
I couldn't get more than one call to save my life. And I kept thinking, why are people not calling? And I found out because you weren't able to call if you weren't the first caller.
And it made you feel better when you walked in from having this experience this morning and the phones be lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, I listened intently when y'all did the run, especially when I got the message that I couldn't get in. But I guess that message meant I wasn't quick enough.
Right.
I even started calling y'all started talking about it, but so did everybody else.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll
and Speedy even did the counting. Mm-hmm. He tested the counting. Mm-hmm.
You know, Bubba,
and the minute a call dropped, another one popped right in.
Look, Bubba, I haven't used a mouse to do it ever before.
I know you've been able to hang up and get another one. You used to just be able to push a button, and this will be.
I think down here
this will be very interesting to see how this works.
How trustworthy you think?
Not that I can see what that says over there because I need a telescope.
Here's where I'm a little concerned. I think the purest way is for me to click on them individually.
Because
it's got to go to the next one. Go to the next one.
No. Oh, clear them all out.
But the problem is I don't think that's a true reading of who was actually next.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Correct. That's why in the kickoff hour we did that too. I just clicked on the numbers, and every time I clicked on the numbers, the next one would come through.
Yeah. Watch, Bubba. See, I can do that. Then I go. I could click this button, and it'll click itself. But you see how it went down to the third one, not the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who'd been on there longer?
Wait,
That's what we don't know.
You don't really know.
That's what I'm saying. Just click the numbers.
I got you, but I'm trying to explain what this is. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether this knows more than we know or it's not accurate, so I'm not going to use it. I'm afraid of it.
Well, we can play with it.
Right, yeah.
We got enough calls. We can deal with it.
So anyway, but we're going to give you the – and look, don't start this. Some of you already started it. You've already started. And y'all know better than this, and these are things that fly all over us. Hey, man, I listened to two different affiliates, and I noticed that one of them's a little bit delayed versus the other. So those people really – hey, what are we supposed to do about that?
Different stations have delays. They get it different ways.
Nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, we can't have
not
that.
A thing. We'll be back. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Well, I was actually talking yesterday with, people that we do business with. And this is not a good thing, but I think that we need to work to try to make it better, but we still got to deal with, as John Maxwell just said, the reality of things. So, and what they were saying is, hey, we're a little nervous about this administration, and we're a little nervous about the economy, and there's nothing that you and I can do other than go out and vote when we get a chance to vote to keep this administration from running the economy into the ground. But I tell you what we can do, we can prepare for it. You can prepare and minimize how much damage can be done to your personal finances. Well, Allegiance Gold, can we suggest that you talk with them? Allegiance Gold is ready right now to help you protect your money. It is yours, by the way, with gold and silver. Now, if you're like me, I didn't really know how to do this, and that's why you need somebody like Allegiance Gold to say, look, we'll help you. And they'll even deliver it securely right to your door if you don't want to fool with putting it in your IRA or your 401k or however you want to protect it. If you would just like to have it, they'll do that for you too. They have some of the highest ratings in the industry, and I'll tell you why. It's because they don't do a boilerplate approach. They get inside our individual financial situations, and then they work with you to get a plan and a strategy that's best for you. Or it might be different than what I need to do or what Bubba needs to do and Speedy and Helms and Adler and the whole gang. So their best offer is available up to $2,500 of free silver on a qualifying purchase, and you just use this URL. You ready? You ready to write this down? ProtectWithRickAndBubba.com. ProtectWithRickBubba.com. I'm so accustomed to saying and, but no and. ProtectWithRickBubba.com. That'll get the best deal available. Also, mention us if you want to call them, 844-790-9191. ProtectWithRickBubba.com. That's ProtectWithRickBubba.com. Hey, you can't control the Biden administration, but you can prepare for the consequences. So, Bubba, we talked about it earlier. We have another state championship in the Burgess house. As Taylor Burgess, who is assistant coach with Thompson High School, last night in the state of Alabama, they won their
fourth.
Is it third in a row?
Four
overall
in a row.
Or four in a row? It's four in a row, isn't
four
it?
Four in a row.
Yeah, four in a row. Oh, and wow. And Taylor's been on the staff for three of those. He also was part of a staff at Grayson High School in Georgia that also won a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all knowing that Greg was going, which is why he was off yesterday, you know, and will be coming in later today. And we're all sitting around. It was on TV. For me, I just simply had to watch it on cable last night, which was simple. And then you could stream it or whatever, and there were ways to watch it. And all of a sudden, a picture is produced of you at the game. Now, the game is 2 hours from where we live,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't start till 7 local time, and you're usually in bed by 8
yes.
on a work night.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it wasn't planned, and he's a planner.
I heard him dabbling with it, but I thought
he was kidding.
I thought it would never happen. Now, we know there were a lot of things in play.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba's an Albie, and they were playing it at Auburn, so he's kind of a mover and shaker there.
He is.
And
yep.
You know, and he's well.
Yeah, I rubbed some elbows.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah. You know, a lot of, down there, they yeah. call him Bubba the Barner. And
that's right.
And he, you know, and he's a mover yeah. and shaker down those ways.
Yeah, that's good.
And so
payback for yesterday, Bubba.
Right. So tell us.
I got more.
Tell us, you sleep daredevil, how this happened.
Well,
and I know because you and I discussed it in our office yesterday that you and I didn't sleep well the night before
yeah,
last.
Yeah, we had storms come through. Yeah. Congratulations to Coach Freeman and the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Big win, 49-24 over a very good Auburn team.
I went to sleep at 49-10.
And, Thompson got out to a 21-0 lead.
Oh, it was a – well,
hard to play catch.
They
up.
Jumped on them like the Eagle jumped on that thing at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, and it was cool that they flew
that
the
was
Eagle,
a nice,
too.
Cool thing to do for those high school
and,
kids.
It is. And, you know, they even put, you know, the lights. They were putting on some of the shows that they do with that, mm-hmm. flashing.
Great
them,
experience for those teams
yeah.
that made.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still playing all day today and tomorrow.
Well, let me tell you, the crowd there – both Thompson and Auburn turned out a huge crowd last night.
They said 20 on the broadcast. They said 25,000 were there.
Yeah, it, for a high school game, it was sure. an amazing environment. And the Alabama High School Athletic Association puts on such a good event, and it was just a great event to go to. And like you say, that was the 7A. We have 7 classifications in our state. They're going to be playing 3 today, 3 on Saturday.
No, Friday.
What is today? I'm confused.
I see. This is what I was worried about. Yeah.
Three
this
on Thursday, three on Friday.
Mm.
And if you get a chance to go out and see that, you ought to go see it. It's really some good football and good high school sports at its best and a good environment to watch it in. So, Rick, what happened yesterday from my side of it was I did want to see the game, but they're obvious – restraints, because I don't do good going out during the week. You know, I usually struggle after I come back. So we were toying with that, and it was kind of like dominoes. It started falling into place. I had to run to Alexander City yesterday for a minute, and it's about, I don't know, it's an hour, 15 minutes from here, about another hour to Auburn. So about middle ways, and I had talked with my son, Hunter, who lives in Auburn, and he was getting off work yesterday afternoon about the time I had a meeting. And so I said, well, look, I'm just going to ride on down. I'll see you. And initially we were just going to hang out or get something to eat. And then as we realized that it was the football game, the championship game for the class 7, was going to be that night, we started saying, well, hey, why don't we just go over there and see that? And, you know, the back end of that was going to be tough. We knew that.
Ugly.
And we'll deal with that today.
But we decided to go, and since Greg was coming, and you know, we'd talked to him, and it was really kind of funny because I told Greg to save me a seat, and he said, "Well, we may be up in a box. We may be up in the coach's box."
You know, Greg's becoming kind of a big deal.
And I thought, well, that's not going to work good for us. So then I started to look around to see what other availabilities may be there. And I want to thank Alvin Briggs with the Alabama High School Athletic Association who invited us up. And, you know, if you're a they have the president's suites for all the coaches of any sport.
Yeah.
You can go. And we used to do that some, and it was good to get back and get to visit with some folks we hadn't seen in a while. So that's kind of how it started to roll out. And then Alvin said, "Well, you got to get Greg to come up here with you." So
yeah, I want to unpack that.
That is it.
All right, top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Chris in Alabama. Chris, go ahead. 30 seconds. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, I was just going to find out what y'all thought about the senator saying a couple of days ago that he can use the Justice Department to go after Elon Musk if he allows so-called misinformation on his platform.
Yeah, I saw that. That's, you know, just
again, saber rattling.
Again, it's kind of Bush League. If you're a representative in the government, you should have the Department of Justice doing this. If there is probable cause, investigate it, prosecute where evidence requires. You don't use the police, you don't use the Department of Justice as a weapon against somebody. It's just like what we've said with Trump.
Right.
They have thrown so much at him over the years. If he's guilty, prosecute him. If he's not, get off of it, because now you're just running a political operation just to keep the water muddy the whole time. Look, due process. It's a magical thing.
Well, in Bubba's, what he said there, what's most important, our founding fathers warned us. We cannot allow the central government to weaponize government agencies.
And you don't want to weaponize the justice system.
That's right. We can't allow that. No. John in Georgia. John, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
Hey, man, love the show. Thank y'all for what y'all do every day. But I just want to know, what was Dickie Nadmeyer trying? Is he trying to get Alabama in the playoffs? I assume he is.
Rotad, I mean, if you look at the teams right now, we've lost two games by 4 points. And if the refs had not cheated Bama, we'd be sitting there at number – we'd probably be number one, undefeated. Now, you tell me a team – You think TCU's better than Bama?
Boy, that I'm gonna tell you. I know TCU is undefeated and they've had a great season. But you talking about a hard pill to swallow for the Ohio State fan base and the Alabama fan base to be left out of the playoffs and see TCU above you is going to just kill them.
I'll tell you this, and I'll tell it loud and clear, and I believe with some other Bama fans, we all say it. Everybody in that playoff is scared to death that Bama might get in. It ain't what they want. They don't want to see the Crimson Tide walking into the four.
I guarantee you.
Nobody wants us at the party.
There's several coaches in that would really, if they had their preference, that Nick Saban not be in it.
The road tied.
I know I would. Wouldn't you?
Well said, Albie. Alex in Athens. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, I just had a quick message for my fellow Auburn fans. Look, Hugh Freeze is a great hire. Let redemption happen, and you guys are going to be the first ones to praise him when he gets 10 wins in a season.
No doubt. We said that the first day that we were asked about it. Hugh Freeze's past will be forgiven if he wins, and it will be brought up and used to get rid of him if he loses.
Yeah.
And that is sadly the truth.
Has he announced any of his staff yet, other than we know Cadillac's hanging around? But
well, I guess he'd been listening to UAB announce that Speedy's coming over to work with special teams.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go to Patrick in Hartsell.
I tell you, I think that's probably a good hire for UAB.
It would be. Patrick, go ahead.
Hey, I was going to say the other day when y'all were talking about Jay Leno having that car accident
when you were doing your impression of Jay Leno, it sounded like Bette Mullins just sped up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some similarities there.
Anytime you're doing impressions, I even learned this from Frank Caliendo, there's some similarity in all of them. You start at the base of one you can already do, and then you move back toward the one you're trying to do. Thanks a lot. True. A lot of truth to that. Let's go to John in Nebraska. Cornhuskers got him a new coach, John.
Yes, indeed they do. And unfortunately, we had a sad day. Mickey Joseph, interim head coach, was arrested yesterday for assault and battery, domestic abuse. But I'm calling about the bourgeoisie. That is a slang term for back when bougie is a – let me get my thoughts together here. Bougie is slang for bourgeoisie, which was used in Marxist context to say basically the capital class who own most of society's wealth and means.
Oh,
yeah, rich folks.
Okay.
Suave.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Swanky.
I'm not hip to that groove. Rome, Georgia, Denise is standing by. Denise, 30 seconds, go.
I just want to know why the No Name Studio was not decorated for Christmas this year.
That's a good question.
Well, I think one of the problems right off the top was we couldn't find our decoration.
I think they got lost or tossed in the move.
Yeah, and you know what? I was being so careful with my Viking helmet and my cape that I do Good Old Boy Theater in, and I can't find it.
Is it gone too?
I can't find it.
Is it with the Christmas tree somewhere?
Well, you know, those things happen.
I've got Big Boy's Christmas hat, so that needs to go on.
Well, Bubba wants to wear it since he lost his Vikings hat.
And then I've got the garland for you guys' mic stands. I know y'all love it when I put that on.
Oh, don't do
that.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't care for that. I don't like decorations around electronics or mailboxes.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Whatever happened to our little Charlie Brown Christmas tree? I always liked it.
Well, that was from my bachelor pad days.
Oh, so it's gone.
And it was haunted, so yeah. I got rid of that.
It's like how Speedy had to get rid of his fish tank and his leather couch.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Some things just got to go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back 15 minutes to the top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The real Greg Burgess is back. Greg has, I tell you one thing. I noticed that you started drafting with Bubba pretty good last night, Mr. I'm going to sit in the stadium.
I got three words, Bill Bubba Bussy.
Yeah.
Like me.
Greg said you finally got everybody home and in bed by about 2 a.m.?
Yeah, about 2 a.m. You know, driving in this morning, this is normal, what normal people do. I was in the normal people traffic.
It's weird.
Because, you know, when we come to work, it's us and maybe some over-the-road truckers.
Yeah.
But there we are. And I got some pictures I'll send to Adler of me and Ellis and everybody.
Well, Kelsey's put some up today too, by the way.
Okay,
let me tell you, I didn't
right there at them two. Were we grinning like
y'all are grinning, Greg? Suddenly,
like a jack eating sawbriars.
You were so happy that Bubba's a big thing down there.
He proved it to me.
Yeah,
you got to experience the power of Bubba.
Oh, he was asking me, "Hey, y'all going to the game? Where are you going to be sitting?" I said, "Yeah, let me know," and all this. And then 30 minutes later, he goes, "Hey, man, I got some passes." He told me where to go. And
Bubba, were you on the committee that found Freeze?
We were in the president's suite.
We got to do everything but pet the eagle last night.
We did, and it was close. Yeah. I think
we'd have waited
a little longer. Alan Riggs would have set that up if we just asked.
Greg, down at Auburn, people actually talked to Moultrie and Jimmy Rain on can they meet Bubba.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, y'all know that's right.
He'd be, hey, BLC, big man on camera.
Yeah. we were very lucky last night. Thank you, Alvin.
Yeah. Yes, and it was that wind was rough, and we had little Ellis with us, so it would have been tough for him out there in that wind. And plus, he getting you up there, he can just lay on the floor.
Did he turn it up?
He did good. He did. He had his flat bill hat on, like he was short.
I saw that picture.
And here's another thing: when you got a little kid going to the bathroom, when you have a nice bathroom, crowded.
That was gold.
You're just a common folk.
Yeah. That's all, you know.
You just like everybody else.
I'll be honest, that 1% life ain't bad.
I wondered, did your minions think, you know, you kind of sold out a little bit with the top one?
I will say this.
The 1%?
I mean, you can believe me or not, and I'm probably lying, but if Ellis hadn't have been there, I'd went out and toughed it in the cold.
You wondering what?
Well, that's my line.
Okay.
That's right. Where I'm staying.
Why? That's just not necessary.
But, I had a chance to spend 3 hours with my grandson. I'm not.
I almost told you something last night, but I was afraid it would cause controversy because it was so cold and windy. But those windows come down in front
I know,
of us.
Hunter told me that.
Yeah, because he had stocked the Coke machine up there during football.
I'm trying to remember how them windows come down.
Hey, let's not do that.
Not with 20-mile-an-hour wind gust. Let's leave them up. Yeah. It was a perfect night.
Well, the broadcast was nice just to sit there and watch it in HD. So, but I mean, I'm assuming being there, it was even
I will
more
say
special.
This, and because it being a hometown game for Auburn, that would say over 20,000. That was the biggest.
25 on the broadcast.
There was a great crowd there for both sides.
They were.
I mean, it was for a high school game, it was a great atmosphere.
Those big stadiums, it's hard to see, but it actually, the bottom bowl was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
and then when they play today and tomorrow, you'll have overlapping games.
Yeah.
You'll have real nice crowds.
Do they have the same broadcast crew for all of them? Because that's a lot of games. Roberts and Coach Rick Rhodes were on the broadcast last night. The
reason why I know that is Mickey Shadricks does a lot of the games.
Oh, okay.
And I text him, and I was like, are you doing the game now? And he said, no, I got tomorrow.
But it was Bubba, thank you.
Thank
you, Alvin Riggs, and who talked trash about how in the All-Star game, Rick, they pretty much put it on you. I think he called Rick out individually, said he made him like it. I tell you one thing. I mean,
y'all don't get me in the middle of a Rick Alvin thing.
I think Alvin, like you said, could play today.
That yes, they won, but he, as an individual, he didn't want those 75.
Well, I hear him tell it, Bubba.
Hear him tell it.
I got so tired of getting the quarterback. I just stopped.
I've done this.
Yeah. I got tired of running back there.
Just tired of tapping him.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, let's let him throw a few.
Yeah.
What a great night for your family. I know. Yeah. Exciting. Four in a row. Yeah. That's unheard of.
I'll be honest, this year they dropped the first two coming out of the gate, and you were like, okay, you know, you can't win it every year. And, boy, they just kept digging. And by the end of the year, they were playing as good as they ever have.
So how was the on the field post game? You know,
well, first reaction of all, and look, they're doing their job, but boy, they ain't gonna let you. We even thought we had a pass for Kelce and Ellis, and they wouldn't even acknowledge that pass.
Couldn't get on
but,
the field.
No, but you could see all the festivities, and that was fun. Yeah. Plus, they had it up on the big.
Did they know if Bubba hadn't left, you'd go on the field?
I'd have been on the field, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. But no, they're doing their job. They were right.
Final word on Freeze.
Oh yeah,
you don't need
there. He is.
You know what they did? Bubba sits up there when they're meeting.
Hey,
and
Rick,
and they looked at Bubba and said Hugh Freeze, and Bubba does this as his thumbs up. Yeah. He went.
Yeah, you know that's right. You know that's right.
But, you know, Auburn has that screen. That's
him thumbs down and him doing the thumbs down on Cadillac. I don't know why.
I didn't do that. I love Coach Caddy.
Coach Lack. But you couldn't get on the field with them.
No, but I knew I wouldn't be able to.
Right.
Anyway, you can't. They can't.
You
just, they don't have
you
open
were?
Borders.
But
they don't have open borders on the field.
But you got a good picture with Taylor and and Lisa. I saw that. It's a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
You got all that. Was he fired up?
Oh, yeah.
Is he ready to deer hunt now?
He is. Absolutely. We even talked
Probably shouldn't have led with that on my encouraging text.
Yeah.
You know, I had an encouraging text for him to start the day.
Sure his wife's excited about it since he's been gone, you know, during football season. Now we're going to
Looking back, I probably shouldn't have led with that.
Yeah. but we had a great time and great game. And I can't believe the season's over. But, yeah, four in a row. It was fun to watch.
Wow.
Man.
So he's been part of the staffs now for him because he was there for three of the four in a row, right?
Yes.
And then he has one with Grayson in Georgia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's already been part of four state championships.
Yes.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, three in Alabama and one in Georgia.
Right. Wow.
But like I said, I was surprised that they even, you know, I'm just saying you can't go every year and you're thinking, you know, no way.
No, but I will tell you the great job that staff did with this team. I saw them play that's a little over mid, a little over halfway, about six games in.
Oh, that was the last game of the year, man.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's the last regular season
game? Late.
The difference this staff made in that team from the last regular season game to the playoffs was unbelievable.
Yeah, the offensive line came alive. Yeah,
they did. Run the ball really well.
Ran it well.
Yeah, they did.
Sure both they of did. Those running backs are back next year. Both
How about them. when you can run the ball really well, play action works?
Oh, it does.
Oh.
Because you saw
it don't take but a half a second for somebody to run right by you.
How about this? Eighth grade quarterback, no doubt he's super talented,
right.
but a really strong running game really makes his life
easier. Oh, sure does. Absolutely.
Opens up so many things.
And a clean pocket.
And a clean pocket.
Yeah, the line gave him, I don't think he got touched.
Well, the one interception.
Well, I'm talking about, I don't think he got sacked.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
But you're right. Yeah, he did make a bad throw on that, but hey, it happened.
Well, he was in duress.
He was. Made a bad choice, but you know what? He made a lot of good ones, too.
Yeah, he made up for it. Well, and one of the things that young quarterbacks have to learn is sometimes the play's not there.
Yeah.
You know, and he was trying to make a play, but, mm-hmm. but you know, just eat it and get up and try again.
There you go.
And buddy. When you got a defense like that, they'll let you try again.
They will. Oh, yeah. And like Bubba said, the High School Athletic Association, boy, they put on a show. They even did the fireworks at the end. You know, they do it at the Auburn games. They didn't get to do a lot this year, but the Auburn game.
How was the drive home? How did the adrenaline wear off before you got home, or were you able to stay?
I would say the best part, again, the deal of me taking off yesterday so I don't get up at 2:30 yesterday morning paid off because I never got tired.
Okay.
And no traffic. When we got out, time we left, and I hit 2:80, and it was a clean shot. Not a lot of people on 2:80 that time of the night.
Mm-hmm. When did you start to hurt?
Probably about Riverside.
That's real right there.
That's close.
Yeah. Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so let me talk to you a little bit. Pet owners, y'all listen up out there. And, you know, we got a lot of different pets that are talked about on this show all the time. But and I know that, Hamzy, you've got – how many pets are you dealing with right now? Let me get you right here. I got to take this out. How many pets are you dealing with right now?
Too many Aussies.
Too many Aussies. But I know you have started using this great product because do you ever think about – we always think about the supplements that we need to our own diet. But have you ever thought about that your pet may need supplements as well? Because a lot of pet food, a lot of times it doesn't have all the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients that they need. But there is now a product called PawMade.com. You can go there, PawMade, PawMade. And this is going to provide for you some longevity formula boost for you to add to the diet of your dog to be sure. Just like we've been talking about what we can get. Hey, we have a certain amount of fruits and vegetables we need in our diet for our body to have the right fuel. So what do? We get supplements to provide that if the food that we're our food intake doesn't go ahead and provide it. Same thing with this. This is just for your dog. It's an all-natural health supplement for dogs. It's made with 23 dog-friendly superfoods to keep your dog healthy and strong. Now, Helmsy, have y'all started? What are your pets' names?
I took it to Amanda. Blue and Coco.
All right.
Amanda, I took the longevity formula.
Yeah.
I took it in, and I said, hey, is this something that we can – and she looked at me like that was the dumbest question. She said, of course we do.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll get them started on this immediately.
Yeah.
So
it's got some probiotics in it.
Yeah.
It's got kelp in it. It's got mushrooms, organic mushrooms in it. And we've got a deal for you right now because if you would like to see your dog looking happier, almost like they come alive, and especially some of the older dogs, go right now to PawMade. That's PawMade.com/Bubba. All right. For every purchase of longevity formula, you'll get a free bottle of PawMade's hip and joint formula too. Because a lot of times when they start getting older or even some breeds, they have some hip and joint problems. This will help with that too. It's a limited time offer for you. For every purchase of longevity formula, they're going to give you a free bottle of PawMade's hip and joint formula. So do it now. PawMade.com/Bubba, or you can call them toll free, 833-PAW-MADE.
Yeah. Well, Greg, what do you got?
I see
your hands up.
Well,
over there.
I was off yesterday.
Okay.
And so Hamzy's leaving.
Oh, my. That's correct.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Hey, I'm going to miss him, man.
Nearly punched
why didn't you
a minute
tell
ago,
me?
And now that's going to happen.
Why didn't you tell me before you told everybody else? That if you're, that's a pretty big announcement.
I actually made the announcement knowing you wouldn't be here.
Golly. So he's out.
Yeah.
Greg, he'll miss you, buddy.
I didn't want to have to put up with this. That's why I did it yesterday.
He'll miss you.
He planned.
We're going to have a beer for you leave.
He planned you not being here, Greg. He got to give
that
us.
That was another topic.
He got a heartfelt speech.
Yeah.
And it didn't get interrupted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd have been here for that.
Remember the last time he was giving a heartfelt speech, you cut him off.
I did, but I just heard somebody tell me, said, so Helmsley's leaving. I said, I didn't know that.
That's not true. Not leaving. Everybody, I am not.
Bon voyage.
Hey,
today,
I know many
thanks
of you.
For the memories.
Many of you wished I would. Okay. Got it. But I'm not going anywhere right now.
It's been an honor.
Congratulations,
and a privilege,
man.
You've done it.
Thank you, buddy.
Heck of a job, kid.
Mm-hmm. At least you ain't got to get up so early.
Yeah, for real.
still do that when they handed it to you?
It's a good question.
Did like Thompson sing that to Auburn last night?
Probably not allowed to, the way we're so weak.
No, you're right. They probably banned
that. God, I used to love that.
I knew the Hams thing had got out of control when Don Juan texted me and was asking about it.
I've had two resumes sent in.
Oh, yeah? I had two.
I've actually had some. Mm-hmm. Man, are you going to refill the replacement, your replacement? And if not, give this to Rick and Bubba.
That's hilarious.
That actually happened.
I've had tearful.
Now some of you have sent some really good ones that are funny, and look, keep sending those. Like you know, Hugh Freeze's OC.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, Trent Dilfer's special teams coach.
Right, I love all that.
All those are great. But
will tennis share you with football?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. But I've had guys. I have had. I'm talking paragraphs, multiple paragraphs of people just.
It's been a good run.
I mean, just how many years make me emotional.
How
read
many,
them.
How many years were you here?
I think.
Worry.
It's funny, Spinny. 14?
By the way,
are you 14 or 15?
Now people are going to hear that and go,
this is your 15th year of my 14th
I got
year.
Here in 2008.
Wow. Okay.
So is this the longest run you've had at
it
a
It is,
job?
By the way.
Wow. Hey, yeah. See you go.
Speedy my favorite email so far record. Is, will Miss Hams and Rick, has UAB got anything you could do?
Rick. Nah.
Well, I used to love when you
I will
did that
say
game.
This, and you know this. Years ago, we had brought up a suggestion to a major university that they let us do basically what the Manning brothers are doing now for their football broadcast on a separate channel, and then let the affiliates pick: do they want the serious one or they want us goofing off?
Mm-hmm.
And that never came around. But we were ahead of the curve on that. I knew that format would work.
Oh yeah,
the Mannings just got it done. We didn't.
We basically did it with the XFL.
Right.
I mean, our broadcast sounded like them sitting around talking about nothing. I mean, Greg at halftime tells us who he thought the biggest put of the first half was.
Yeah, that's a big deal, man. Yeah,
that was so good.
Yeah. I traveled around the country just to do that for 2 minutes.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was great. One of the best things we've ever done.
Yeah.
Big year ender your last day? Or
did you stop?
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
I tell you, this year's year ender, right. There won't be a drive.
Here's what I'll do. I'll give y'all through Monday.
We'll give them the last line.
To continue this, but after
tonight.
That, let's let it go.
Okay, I got you.
Through Monday. Close the business Monday.
All right, so get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system, boys.
Update.
Here comes the money.
Hey! Elon Musk. So, clarification from Tim Cook at Apple.
Well, Rick, we had published reports out over the past 2 weeks that Apple had threatened to pull the Twitter app from their app store,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it was beginning to heat up a little bit. And I think this is a great example. Elon Musk called up Tim Cook and said, "I want to come sit down and talk to you, and let's get to the bottom of this." So Elon went out and got a tour of Apple from Tim Cook. Tim Cook said after the meeting that Apple never considered removing the Twitter app, that was just false reporting.
I mean, that tells
and
you
we,
right
And
there.
We have it from – we have part of the one of the posts from Elon
yeah,
Musk.
Yeah, there it is. See it right there? He's saying he's thanking Tim Cook for showing him around. And I got some.
Does
it got
audio? On it?
I'm up over here. I don't know whether it does or
Thanks
not.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Yeah, and so there they are. Is that Apple's headquarters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in that big round circle, that big donut.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not true that he and Tim Cook are dating now. That's
no,
not
that
true.
Is not
You right. can tell by the profile, okay, right. Elon's on the right with his hair, and then there's right. little Tim.
We've
right.
actually got audio, too. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but John Maxwell actually joined them for this. And so Speedy's got a little audio
really?
For that.
Right,
right,
oh.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just part of leadership is to get together and work it out.
You didn't know Speedy does John Maxwell?
I heard John Maxwell earlier, and that doesn't sound.
No.
But did you hear Speedy doing John
yeah, I
Maxwell
did.
Before
it
he
sounds
came
like
there.
Speedy doing Charles
well,
Barkley.
Well, he does a man of no, a thousand voices, Greg.
He does. All he does is change octaves.
So let's be clear.
You don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
Tim Cook, CEO at Apple,
mm-hmm.
says whatever this thing that we were going to take Twitter out of the Apple store incorrect.
Correct.
That's what he said.
That's the right. fake world we live in.
It's
you just
we're
say
living
anything.
In a fake world.
You
don't know ridiculous. What to believe. Look, people feed these stories out, and the reporting is so gullible now,
oh,
and they don't do any
goodness.
Research. They'll
no.
just reprint it.
Shoot, ready, aim.
Before you know it, we got them pulling the app.
Do y'all think this is the truth, or do you think that Apple saw the backlash and said, we didn't do that?
Well, I think there's so much fake world out there online.
So
much bad reporting online or in the media in general.
Yeah.
I think they did the right thing, and they got face-to-face and talked about it.
And
said, hey, if you got a problem with this, if
right.
it is, what is it? Let's see where we can go.
Now, and all of this is stemming from him reinstating Twitter accounts, and he's supposed to, like, release some Hunter Biden information that Twitter suppressed some information
that
was about to be sent out.
He said some of that was going to be coming out. But if they release suppressed information in an attempt to get things cleared up, get in the name of free speech and to get more credibility back for their platform, I don't see where Apple would be worried about that.
Exactly.
I mean, you hate to go, hey, none of your bizwax,
right.
you know?
Well, and I will say this on the other thing you guys are saying and what you're saying, Bubba. And I want everybody in the audience to hear this, because I want you to know this is going to be true in 9 out of 10 cases, by the way. If you want me to get it, I'll try 8, but I won't go lower than 8. So many times in your personal life, you have things going on right now that you're upset about, that if you would just simply call the person
yeah.
and get them to clarify what you heard, you'll find out that most every time, there'll be some exceptions. Sometimes they go, yeah, that's exactly what I said, and that's exactly what happened. But most of the time, I have found that the version that you heard that you've gotten upset about involving somebody else is incorrect. And when the person says, no, that's not what I said, or that's not what happened. What happened was this, this, and this, and then I said that. Oh, I didn't know that. And what we do is we let some third party tell us that so-and-so did or said.
Or fourth or fifth or
sixth. Let me tell you what they think. And then you don't ever call them, and you don't ever say, look, let's have a conversation about this, and you don't confront it and clear the air, and you spend a lot of time mad, and you spend a lot of time upset, and you don't even have the information right. If we had more people that would just reach out to each other when there's conflict and say, now let's talk through this and let's see if exactly what happened. Most of the time, what you think somebody thinks of you, what you think somebody's motivation is, what you think somebody said, what you think's going on, usually is incorrect.
Well, they handled it the right way. They communicated.
And you'll get the clearest picture if you'll simply talk to the other party.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a good example to solve a lot of problems. Yeah. And let's face it, as Americans, we need Tim Cook and his products, and we need Elon and his products to get along. The world needs them to get along.
Yeah, so remember, if you're trashing either one of these now with the wrong information, you need to correct that. 15 minutes past, more Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.
#866WeBeBig. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up here shortly, but
I got y'all got to see this, okay? I saw this clip this morning, and I said, I didn't know who it was.
Right.
I didn't know who it was.
Now, I see in parentheses, or as I like to say, parentheses.
Parentheses.
I see here under this cut that we are going as far as saying that this person looks so odd as odd as Kenny Rogers looked the last time that we saw him.
When Kenny Rogers got a facelift, changed his look, and now it has become a term, at least in our circles, that somebody got Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, and you're saying that we will not recognize this person?
Well, you tell me.
All right.
Is this Simon Cowell or not?
Oh, my goodness.
Can change your life, and it has. And maybe this time it's going to be you. So please audition now. The next year's season, and I'm looking forward to meeting
one of his eyes is not even
right. You're right. It's those cheeks.
Now you,
when Kenny Rogers did it, it's like he's an inflatable.
You can hear the voice.
It's like somebody made a puppet of the person.
Yes. So that you know, you hear the voice, so that pulls you back. But just can you put
you want me to pot him down where I can't even hear his voice?
Yeah, just look.
It's just a picture.
Does that look like? Do you have a side by side?
His cheekbones are so big now,
and he looks like a burn victim with a skin graft.
Hey! Well, Adler, you'll just go there.
Well, is that a facelift?
He whispering had? It makes it not as a facelift.
They pulled everything tied. Is that
you whispered it to not make it so bad?
is that what he had just to tightened up everything?
It looks like somebody. You know how you take
slack out.
You take a sheet and you do that and try to get the wrinkles out of it. That's what somebody did to his face.
Yeah.
Also, Bubba's not allowed to tell you, but Christine McVie's dead.
Oh, yeah, Rick. I saw that on the way in.
Fleetwood Mac.
We were discussing where we are, and I love when we do this kind of stuff. I enjoy this kind of stuff. Yeah.
I didn't think she was dead.
Yeah, I don't know if the audience does or not, but I enjoy when we talk about where we are on certain artists and all of our weird quirks. Yeah. And it hurt Adler and Speedy. Mm-hmm. Bubba agreed. I said, I'm about a 6 on Fleetwood Mac.
That hurts, Rick.
Mm-hmm. I'm about a 7.
Here's what I'm about.
A lot of their stuff, and I appreciate what they've done.
Here's what's going to
bother. Very talented people. A lot of talented people, including the one that just passed.
Oh, very talented. But this is not an indictment on talent. It's just on taste.
Yeah, it's just where you're at.
And I'm going to go to this, and I'm going to say this. I can't really document that I've ever listened to a Fleetwood Mac song all the way through.
Rick, what are you talking about?
I listen partials. I listen to them partials.
Unbelievable.
I know what you're saying, and I've done that. I partially listened, I like partial. I don't think you have.
I may be doing the same thing.
Never said, and started at note one and let it go all the way to it fades out or has a cold ending.
This is going to make Greg mad, but I have what I call my tree of preference.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have Heart, but I would prefer, you have Fleetwood Mac. I would prefer Heart.
I give you that. And then, if I was in a battle, I go the same.
And then over Heart, I would prefer ABBA. Oh. And then over ABBA, I would prefer Ace of Base.
Oh
my
no.
gosh.
Bubba,
you don't mean that.
Oh. If you hadn't got me them seats last night, I'd have dumped you out of your chair.
You don't mean that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You got to say you don't mean that.
I will say this.
Greg, I just noticed Greg realized what I just said, he does too.
I think you're right.
Look, you got to love an artist.
You're confusing Heart with Fleetwood Mac.
No, I love Heart.
You got to love an artist to listen to a song from beginning to end.
You're right. Let me say this. I don't listen to all of their stuff from beginning to end.
To any of it from beginning to end.
Okay.
Guys,
and now
on.
You're making me think about it.
And my favorite song of theirs, and I can't go all the way to the end, is Landslide.
I do go to the end on it.
I can't go all the way through it.
Rick the Chain, I don't.
I like that song.
I just won't listen to the whole thing.
Go Your Own Way.
I'd be honest if I never heard that again.
Rhiannon?
Oh,
Rhiannon?
Don't like songs about witches.
Everywhere?
Rick. Huh? Oh, Everywhere's terrible.
The Chain?
The Chain's good.
Here's what I want you to do. Well, if you appreciate, because me and Adler's had a discussion. Lindsey Buckingham is one of the most underrated guitar player.
I will agree with
you. Phenomenal.
We're all on the same page there. Even
I didn't
Bubba.
Like when he did his solo album and the song Looking Out for Love.
Mm. No, okay. I don't like that.
No. But he does a version. It's him on acoustic, and he is wearing it out.
No, he's a great guitar player.
And just listen to the guitar on. You ain't got to listen to nothing else because his singing is not that great.
But I can only hear Stevie Nicks sing so long.
I like Stevie's solo stuff better than I do with Fleetwood
Mac. Let me ask you this. Like,
Interesting.
The Chevy EV commercial that's got Everywhere. Playing, y'all like that song?
I don't.
You find yourself singing a little bit?
I don't.
Everywhere,
huh? I don't.
Rumors alone puts them in the top of all rock
one of the
bands
greatest,
ever.
One of the biggest selling records of all time.
I didn't understand great music when that came out. I was kind of a goofy little kid, and they were winning like every award known to man on the Grammys, and all I could think about was how is Casey and the Sunshine Band being overlooked?
Right.
During that time, you're right. That's where I was. Yeah. But later, I figured it out.
And this picture always bothered me.
That's a weird picture.
Can y'all like anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, why do we only take two?
When it comes to music, can y'all like anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't listen to a whole song all the way through, Rick?
Not on Fleetwood Mac.
Rick, there's a lot of artists I met with.
It's
hard to get all the way through.
How about the most songs
I listen to, I don't listen all the way through now.
My attention span has got to the point. I don't know when the last time I listened to a song.
Let's say there's a song that has cool parts in it. And once those parts are done, I'll hit.
Y'all need medical intervention. Yeah, that is not good.
So I got to be honest with you. If a praise and worship song gives me the chorus too many times,
and they will,
I'm kind of like,
and
I got
will.
It.
Yeah. So they will.
Can we get a little more melody, a little less chorus?
You can't put a artist on shuffle and just kind of cruise on down the road. You constantly have to be messing with it.
Yep.
I do that with AC/DC. Okay. I can listen to them.
Even if a song I like is going, I will go make sure there's not one that's better.
Yeah, I've been there too. That's a great point.
And I'll get back real quick.
I like this one, but what if I'm missing something?
What if I'm missing one?
And then you realize, wow, I got 2 hour drive. I can calm down a little bit.
Y'all need to calm down.
Especially in the old days when it's just all radio. Yes.
I've become a cranky old man. I'd rather hear some kind of talk.
I know.
I want to hear somebody talking about something.
How about Christmas songs?
I'm really done with Christmas songs.
Well, you had to.
You got to put them with beach songs. It's December 1st. You're done with Christmas songs?
I just don't get that fired up about it.
We've discussed this on air, Rick. I'm not a huge Christmas song fan.
I know it.
I mean, I like it, but you had to listen to it going to the Apple store the other day to fill up.
Now, remember what you're asking me, Adler. I love the atmosphere of the fact that people have it on around me.
Yeah.
I just don't want to sit down and listen to it as in, man, I want to hear this song.
I like it being around me.
I just don't want to commit to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't sit and listen to elevator music. But if I'm in the elevator, I go, that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the joy sounds of it all around me. A lot of jingling and all that. I love that.
Okay. While I'm having a conversation with somebody, it's in the background.
Is there an artist that you don't really like their music, but their Christmas song you do like?
That's a great question.
George Michael.
I hate that song.
You like that Christmas song?
Hate that song. If I was king of the world, one of my first acts would be to remove that George Michael Christmas song off the planet.
This whole time I thought that was a woman singing.
That's a terrible song.
Well, you were close.
I was joking.
Can't stand Mariah Carey's Christmas song. Wish it didn't exist.
Everybody acts like that's the greatest.
Come on.
Wish it didn't exist.
It's official. Y'all can't. Y'all don't have the ability to like anything.
I like Kevin Derryberry's Away in a Manger that I listened to it all the way through.
No, I don't believe you.
I do. I don't anymore, but I used to.
Simon Cowell looks like a burn victim. Rick and Bubba.
All right, let's get into, you know, it's almost like daily now. We got to have our Biden clips.
Yep. It's like a daily vitamin. Hey.
Got to have our Biden clips.
Does anybody know Basement Joe?
Well, he and Jill have been visiting Native American tribes.
Now, what is the purpose of this? Is there
it's a tribal nation summit, I think.
And he's claiming, you'll see in some of the clips, he's there to tell them how much he's done for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but he said he has. But let's get started with a very, very awkward classic Biden where he begins to discuss how much Indian he has in him. So here he looks like an Indian,
doesn't
he though? Yeah, so here we go.
Start building a second school and revitalize the use of the Cherokee language. By the way, she spent a lot of time on other reservations, other nations as well. I'm worried she's not going to come home one of these days when she goes. You think I'm joking? I'm telling you. If I hear more about the Navajos than I hear about me, you all think I'm kidding, don't you?
Okay. That's his new thing.
He says that a ton. I'm serious. Y'all think I'm kidding?
There was this guy named Billy Jack that used to come to the Indian school. You remember the Billy Jack? Y'all remember that?
Yes, we do. Welcome back.
That is a Joey.
Next,
me and Billy Jack met one time.
Next, he's telling the tribes no one's ever done as much as he has for them. Here we go.
And I'm sure I'll make mistakes, but you know me. Don't hesitate to correct me when I make it. And I know you won't hesitate. Yeah. But I really mean it. Well, I tell you what, no one's ever done as much as president as this administration's doing, period.
What? No one has ever done as much as president as
I'm okay. currently as president as this administration.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm at.
Let's hear it one more time, Adam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He wants.
No, he's right.
And he's serious. He's not joking.
Okay. I'm right. serious. He wants us to know
not
that.
Kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
I'm serious.
And I'm sure I'll make mistakes, but you know me. Don't hesitate to correct me when I make it. I know you. You won't hesitate. But I really mean it. I really mean it. Well, I tell you what, no one's ever done as much as president as this administration is doing, period.
Nobody's ever done as much as president as this administration.
He nearly said this fella.
Yeah, he did. He said nobody's done as much.
I don't know if you heard, too, he said, if I make a mistake, let me know. And they clapped. And then somebody was trying to make a point.
He said, I know that's right. Like the person heckler.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and I know you'll let me know. I know that's right.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you why.
Okay. Here, I'm serious. He's like you and Rodney Dangerfield do. No respect, no respect. He kept saying it between each line. Yeah. That's what he does.
Fiddling with his tie.
Yeah, no respect.
Bubba, I think this may be your favorite today. Okay, he's gonna attempt to say that he's gonna restore national monuments. I guess that, and what he's supposed to say is the Grand Staircase. Is it Escalante? Is that how you say it?
Oh boy,
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
So Grand Staircase Escalante. And he's going to call it Bear's Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalade, like a car.
The Escalade. Yeah.
So here we go.
Last year at the White House, when I restored national monuments at Bear's Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalade in Utah.
Bear's Ears.
Escalade.
Okay. He's not kidding.
He's not kidding.
Serious.
I know what it's saying. I'm not kidding.
And I'm just
somebody's done more than this fellow.
You know the.
No, I'm not kidding.
Not joking.
And it's the next cut. this has really been in the headlines today. The White House, the press secretary, said that Biden had been to the border, but he's never visited the southern border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they just.
What are they referring to? I mean, surely they're not that goofy. Right?
I think Jean-Pierre now realizes, look, this. I think I'm just going to say what I have to say to get y'all to quit asking me stuff.
Get off of me.
Yeah, because we're going to have her say that he's been to the border, which he hasn't, and then we're going to go back to 2021, and they're going to say, and then you remember he hadn't been there because he ain't got time. Mm. Remember that? He said he didn't have a lot of time. You remember that one?
Yeah.
But then they documented that in his first year in office that he took 268 days off.
Well, isn't that the thing? Doesn't she says he's been there, but then he says I've never been.
Right, and I don't have time for it.
Yeah. Let's see these clips.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy says that he invited President Biden down to the border. How does the president RSVP?
Fake laughing time. Get an answer.
Really, the possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him. So, is he going to?
So, look, he's been there. He's been to the border.
What? Maybe in his life or like recently?
We're not talking about a vacation back in the 60s.
Yeah, right. He's been in politics a long time. He may have been there once.
My goodness, I've been to the border that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think they mean in an official.
Recently.
He thought he did. He was at the Canadian border.
Let's listen to what Biden says about it.
Do you have plans to visit the southern border?
I've been there before and I haven't. I mean, I know it well. I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down.
Okay.
Really?
268 days.
You don't have to cuss about it.
Yeah. 268 days on vacation.
What a difference in his ability to speak during that town
just
hall.
Just even then, yeah.
What, 2 years ago? When was
it? A little over a year ago.
That was 2021.
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
So a year and a few months ago.
Yeah. That's like when I watch him videos from shows of the past and I see us up there. It's tough comparing.
That reminder, Greg.
It's a little rough, isn't it?
Guys,
yeah. Speedy, we have an age. Oh my goodness! Side by side,
Speedy, I don't think can watch this clip.
Oh,
here's a clip of Joe Biden hanging out with his wife and LL Cool J at some kind of Christmas event. He doesn't know where to go.
You got
to
get off.
Joe Biden does not know where to go.
See you, Speedy,
and he brings the mic with him as well. Why does he bring the mic with him?
He likes that mic. He's not gonna let
it go.
About
to sing.
Get you a look.
Confused.
Shadow.
Waving. LL Cool J saying, please walk with me, sir, please. And brings the mic with him.
Why does he have the mic with him?
Still got it.
Did y'all?
Still have
he loves that mic.
He does.
He loves it.
Oh. Did y'all happen to
There's one on the podium, but he never uses it.
Yeah. Then he's leaving.
It's nighttime,
LL
too.
LL Cool J is humming, I'm the kind of guy. Did y'all see the Jeff Dunham special where Walter is acting like he's Biden?
So he acknowledges it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. On Dunham special?
Yes.
I've seen clips, but I've never seen the special.
You know, there's a word or two in it. They're few and far between, but it is pretty funny.
Well, I mean, it looks just like him.
And he makes him act just like him, too, now, of course.
So he's openly making fun of the president.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He put aviators on him, too. That really brings it home.
Oh, wow. It does look like him.
Yeah, it does.
That brings it home.
I'm not joking. It does. I'm not joking.
Is this a video clip? Can you hear what he said?
I just found a picture.
I'm serious.
Quick.
I'm serious, too.
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not joking, Bo. No.
Serious business.
Bo, I'm serious about it. I'm not joking. There's no joke here.
I'm serious.
That's that thing of attempting to gather yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
By the way, did you guys know that last month on the 20th, Joe Biden turned 80 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you notice 80. That the White House didn't really do any fanfare for that? It's almost as if they don't want us to realize how old he is.
They're trying to sneak his birthday past everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They didn't talk about it one bit.
Yeah.
Well, right. He's going to go for another term. Don't worry about it.
I'm serious.
He'll be
150.
Yeah, 86. If he runs and finishes out a whole nother term, he'll be 86. That's by far the oldest by a decade of any president ever. But is he such good shape? Not a joke.
Well, and he's almost like that guy that keeps like hogging something, and you want to tell people, will you please quit? You've had your turn. Let somebody else have a turn. I mean, how much more does he want to work in the government? I mean, you're hogging it. Let somebody else have a turn.
Get off that trough.
Bogart.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
There it is. Let's see what we got.
Let's see what we got.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
There we go. 866, we be big.
All the way.
You're nervous. In a one-horse open sleigh. Bubba, tell us what we're playing for today, buddy.
Rick, you know, everybody likes to vlog.
They like to do what?
Vlog.
Vlog?
Yes.
Okay.
They log video.
Okay.
And today, we've given away one of these before. It's very popular. The Sunpak Essential Vlogging Kit contains a 6-inch bicolor LED ring light, smartphone bar, 3 different smartphone mounts. It has all kind of different stand to be able to put this up and light whatever type of video that you're doing with your smartphone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bubba, also, we throw in with today's prize, Dirt Road Gourmet. Delicious frozen casseroles since 2005 from dirtroadgourmet.com, a $200 gift card. That's a lot of casseroles.
That's right. And then this light is $49.99, so almost $250 worth. Now, Rick, if you've ever shot a video and it was a little dark, this is what you needed. You should have done it with this.
That's right. So there he is, gift number one. Bubba, what are y'all thinking? What color should we go with for gift number one?
$199.
Do you want to start out big or just something to make sure it's working, then expand from there? We could do 12 for the 12 days.
No.
You want to go first?
See, what time's that? We turn in 29. We turn in 29 next year.
How about 29?
29. I was going to ramp up, but I thought you might want to start lower today.
So, well,
I think the baseline's 20.
You like the baseline being 20, so at least two rounds through these?
Yeah.
All right, so are we going with 29?
29 it is.
January will be our 29th birthday?
29, 29.
All right, this is the first time I've used this phone system. Nervous. Real nervous. Okay, here we go. Your caller, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, caller 21, caller 22, caller 23, 24, caller 25, caller 26, caller 27. Hello, this is the Rick and Bubba Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mia calling from Rogersville.
Leah.
Leah.
You were caller 28. You missed
one
it,
off.
Missed it by,
no, missed, miss again?
Missed it by one call. You can't eat. You can't even have casseroles.
He has nothing.
All right. Are y'all ready?
All right.
Hello, Rick and Bubba Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Jeff, Rainbow City.
Rainbow City. Jeff, your caller 29!
Congratulations.
Caller 29, Jeff. You did it, buddy. And it's right there where the show began 29 years ago in January.
Come on.
Right there on Rainbow Drive. So how long you been listening to the show, Jeff?
Almost the whole time.
Almost the whole time.
Wow.
Isn't that
well,
something?
Jeff, I don't know if you put out a lot of videos or not, but you're going to be well lit from now on.
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh.
And you got $200 worth of casseroles. How about that? Hello there, it's Rick and Bubba. Well, Bubba, the 12 working days of Christmas are off to a roaring start, and more tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow we have day number 2 of the 12 working days of Christmas. You got to be listening to win.
866-WE-BE-BIG. What will be the gift? You have to be on the show and be listening to find out.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.